From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A lone gunman identified as retired accountant 64-year-old Stephen Craig Paddock is blamed for the worst mass shooting in modern U.S. history, opening fire from a high-rise hotel room onto a country music festival in Las Vegas, Nevada. At last count, 59 were killed late Sunday, more than 500 wounded. Paddock killed himself later. President Donald Trump spoke for the nation Monday.
We are joined together today in sadness, shock, and grief.
Mr. Trump said the nation is in mourning.
Hundreds of our fellow citizens are now mourning the sudden loss of a loved one, a parent, a child, a brother or sister. We cannot fathom their pain. We cannot imagine their loss.
The president said he and the First Lady are praying for the families of those lost in the shooting.
To the wounded who are now recovering in hospitals, we are praying for your full and speedy recovery and pledge to you our support from this day forward.
The president will visit Las Vegas Wednesday. Among those attending the concert late Sunday, Rachel Decker.
The first thing that we heard was like a big pop noise, like glass breaking, almost like someone had dropped like a glass bottle behind us.
Yeah.
And then we kind of heard like a pop, pop, pop noise. And then we just started to hear the gunfire.
Although Islamic State claimed responsibility, law enforcement officials said there is no connection at this time with an international terrorist group. Kenyan police used tear gas against opposition supporters who rallied in Nairobi and other cities demanding the sacking of election board officials they blame for August's nullified presidential election. The Supreme Court ordered a new election after citing irregularities in the August 8 ballot the commission said was won by incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta. A new election scheduled October 26. This is VOA News. Separatists in Spain's Catalonia region have called for international mediation with Madrid, a day after more than 40% of Catalans turned out to vote in an independence referendum that received over 90% support.
El moment aconsella mediació.
Catalan President Carles Puigdemont said the moment calls for mediation, and mediation, he said, must involve a third party to be effective. The European Union urged both sides to talk. EU chief Donald Tusk appealed to Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy to avoid further escalation and use of force, a reference to Sunday's interference in the ballot by Spanish police, who used batons and rubber bullets to injuring hundreds. The regional Catalan parliament is expected to declare independence this week. In Syria, two suicide bombers Monday struck a police station in the Al-Madin neighborhood of the capital Damascus, killing at least 16 people. There was no claim of responsibility, but the station has been the target of a bomb blast last year. Monday's attack comes as rebels have been pushed out of territory in and around Damascus. The White House Monday again rejected talks with North Korea, with one exception. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is a White House spokesman.
We've been clear that now is not the time to talk. The only conversations that have taken place or that would be on bringing back Americans who have been detained, those were the type of conversations that this administration was willing to have. Beyond that, there will be no conversations with North Korea at this time.
The statement came after Secretary of State Rex Tillerson in China last week said the U.S. was communicating with Pyongyang through diplomatic channels on its missile and nuclear programs. President Trump met Monday with the visiting Thai Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha, who heads a military government that took power in 2014 amid political violence. Mr. Trump hailed relations with Bangkok, often referred to as America's oldest Asia ally, a relationship that spans two centuries. Mr. Trump suggested he wants to reduce the U.S. trade imbalance with Thailand. Federal prosecutors Monday opened their case against Ahmed Abu Qatala, accusing him of orchestrating the 2012 attack on the U.S. diplomatic compound in the Libyan city Benghazi that killed four Americans, including U.S. Ambassador Christopher Stevens. Qatala was captured by U.S. military and law enforcement officials in 2014. U.S. stocks started the fourth quarter Monday with all three major stock indices reaching record high closes. Investors buoyed by news that U.S. manufacturing surged to a near 13.5-year high. The benchmark Dow Jones closing more than 150 points higher to 22,557. Meanwhile, automaker General Motors announced it will launch 20 all-electric or hydrogen fuel cell cars by the year 2023. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.